From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Afghan commanders declared victory in the mountains of eastern Afghanistan today. After more than 2 weeks of heavy fighting, the commanders said al-Qaeda fighters loyal to Osama bin Laden have been driven from the caves and tunnels of the Torabor region south of Jalalabad. Those who were not killed or captured are now on the run, with Afghan guerrillas and U.S. warplanes pursuing them. The apparent victory at Tora Bora coincided with Eid al-Fitr, the holiday marking the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. NPR's Ivan Watson reports.
Nighttime and the city of Jalalabad echoes with the sound of explosions. Not gunfire, but firecrackers. The locals here are celebrating Eid al-Fitr, the most important Muslim holiday of the year. After a month of fasting for Ramadan, Afghans in this city and surrounding villages are feasting and promenading in new clothes. Bearded Pashtun tribesmen add to the pageantry by wearing dark eyeliner. But there's tension amid the festivities. At a makeshift mosque 10 miles south of Jalalabad, impoverished villagers hold Eid al-Fitr prayers. Every day, pickup trucks loaded with armed Afghan guerrillas headed to and from the Battle of Tora Bora have been driving through this community. For weeks, locals have also heard the thunder of American bombs exploding on Tora Bora day and night. A gray-bearded village elder named Nagulara says this year's holiday is full of sorrow. Last year, the situation was better. It was peaceful, he says. This year, the bombing has forced a lot of people to leave their homes. I'm also not happy because al-Qaeda are Muslims, and so are the Afghan Mujahideen. Muslims, he adds, should not be fighting each other. 10 miles up the road, an Afghan commander is parading 19 shell-shocked al-Qaeda prisoners in front of rows of cameras from the international media. Pairs of Afghan guards lead limping al-Qaeda fighters to a bench in the center of a village square. The Afghans say 10 of these men are foreigners, mostly Arabs. The rest are al-Qaeda members from Afghanistan. One man's barefoot, another's head is bandaged. Most hang their heads, covering their faces with scarves or their arms. But even in this ultimate moment of defeat, at least one captive isn't intimidated. While being escorted out, this man turns to the press and holds up one index finger in an apparent gesture of defiance. In a press conference given from a chair in the back of a pickup truck, Haji Zahir, the Afghan commander who organized the spectacle, announces that most of the al-Qaeda defenders on Tora Bora have been killed by weeks of American bombing. There's no fighting now, he says. Al-Qaeda's without ammunition and food. It's lost its confidence and it's in no position to fight. My men will continue searching for any remaining al-Qaeda members. Neither Zahir nor his fellow commander in the Eastern Alliance, Hazrat Ali, have any information to offer about the whereabouts of Osama bin Laden. Speaking through a translator, Ali gives this explanation for why the American warplanes continue to patrol overhead, even though the Afghans insist the fighting has come to an end.
The Americans are going to be restless till Osama is going to be killed.
Ivan Watson, NPR News, Tora Bora, Afghanistan.